Hey guys, welcome to the second season of Actors, You Are Enough. I am your host, Amy Linden. I'm also an actor just like you, with over 120 IMDb credits that consist of acting and directing. I am your mentor. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am your Russian skating coach of the acting world. I've coached over, I don't know, a million actors all over the globe over the last 29 years. Right now I have 56 network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and if you listen to me, that might be you too. Or maybe you just want to work. Join me every week for industry gems, acting advice, and tips on how to be a more confident actor and human being. Whether you're just starting out actors or you have credits under your belt, this podcast will empower you because you are enough. I know that we're not in Special Forces here, but I've been watching Special Forces. And I got to tell you, there's no way I would do that show. That show is freaking insane. Like what those people do. And some of those celebrities, I can't even believe, A, that they're calling themselves a celebrity, but B, that they actually put themselves up to doing everything that they do in the show. The biggest thing that I got out of it was the commitment to and the trust and really believing in yourself. And, you know, ironically, the women on the show turns out to be a lot tougher than the guys who have been through special training, or there were also Olympic athletes that the girls beat out. So it's not only, it's a physical game, but it's mostly a mental one. And that's how I would characterize our business. I would characterize our business as a mental business. I can't even tell you how many times somebody would spend months and months and months putting together their package, only to be burned out at the end and want to quit. Just when it took them all that time, actually it's more than months, it's probably about a year to put together like a great package. And then all of a sudden they quit. So many times I hear these stories of these actors when their like car is packed and then all of a sudden they get this big audition and then they book this really big role. Well, it's not really a joke. It's like the universe asking you, is this really what you want? I mean, the same holds true for the people that get an audition when they plan a big family vacation. I mean, if you want a big audition, go get yourself a plane ticket because you're going to get a big audition. This is the most inconvenient business known to man. So when that comes in, do you say, fuck, damn it, fuck? Or do you say, okay, I'm going to remain calm. I mean, like a lot of those guys, they do these things. I can't believe what they do to them. If you have some time, watch a couple of episodes of what they put these people through. They put them through the same training that they had in order to be in Special Forces. But the main thing was to stay calm. Stay calm. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want anybody on my team that's a mess. I mean, would you want to hire somebody that's a mess? People can feel a mess a mile away. And those of you that are out in the dating scene, I know damn well that you know what a mess looks like. You have one date, you go home, and the thing you say is, what a mess. That person is a mess. Do I want to take on all their baggage? Is that you? Is that you when you come into a room? Are you a mess? Do you look like you would be high maintenance on a set? Or do you look calm? This technique was put together to teach you how to be calm because you have a technique. Most of the people that are auditioning up against you, they're just throwing a bunch of shit up against a wall, which is what all you guys did before you got to me. You just threw a bunch of shit up against the wall, hoping and praying that at one point something would stick. That's not the way to run a business. And it's also not the way to run a business if you're crazy. But what kind of passion do you have to win? A lot of these people, there is a guy that only had like 4 hours left. I couldn't believe he had 4 hours left in the, after being, after everything that they put him through. You can't believe what they put these people through. And he couldn't handle the psychological part. He quit 4 hours before. He was going to be picked to be in the special forces or get like would we pick you and trust that we won't die when you're next to me? 4 hours. Well, that's like a lot of actors. They quit right before they're ready to make it. The only way that you don't make it is if you quit. Just whatever you do, just keep staying in, stay in, stay in, stay in, stay in. Work harder, work harder, work harder. Not for anybody else, for you. If you're doing this for anything else other than to get better for you, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you're doing it for fame, if you're doing it to get better Instagram followers, I don't know. If you're doing it to whatever it is that you're doing it, if you're doing it other than wanting to be the best for you, then you're not doing it for the right reason. I want you to evaluate. How bad do you want this? How bad do you want this? I mean, look, there's 100 million, and I'm not exaggerating, 100 million things that I would have done differently when I was in my 20s and 30s. I totally would have done differently looking back on it now. Certainly would be a lot further than I am right now. But thank God I fell on my face and a million times, because then I could teach you how not to. Learn from my experience of falling on your face. How many times I didn't stay in when I was this close to getting to the next level. Because just when you get to the next level, there's another level. And then you get to that level, there's another level. And then there's another level, then there's another level. And then you got to stay at the top level when you're at the top. So how do you do that? Well, first off, you have to love it more than life itself. You have to love being an actor. Love it, everything about it. You have to love it. You have to live for it. You have to die for it. You have to love it. And it has to come before everything else. I'm sorry, but it's true. The amount of intense focus that it takes in order to make it in this business in this day and age requires an intense focus and discipline. I just love those people that go, oh gosh, you're studying with Amy Linden. She's tough. Oh, okay. So study with a fucking pansy and be on the bottom. Is that what you want? So study with somebody that's a yes man, that's always going to tell you how great you are. So you're afraid? You're afraid? Well, then I don't fucking want you. I only want to be with champions, and you guys are champions. But are you champions to yourself? You're champions to me. But are you champions to you? So that is what needs to happen. You've got a big audition, cancel everything. Turn off everything. Tell everybody you're turning off everything so you don't have to feel guilty because you turned it off. Because in the back of your head, you're thinking, what if they call? Then they're going to be worried. Tell everybody, I've got something. Don't tell them what it is. Because if you tell them it's an audition, you've already screwed yourself. Just say, I've got something that's going to require intense focus over the next 24, 48 hours. If you don't hear from me, I'm still alive. I will turn on my phone once it's completed. Or shall you say, you could say, once the mission is complete. I mean, why can't you look at it that way? That absolutely has to be the way you have to look at it. I don't think there's any other way to look at it. Anybody that I know that has made it really fast has only looked at it that way. Some people might call them selfish. Some people might call them narcissists. I call them rich. That's what I call them. I call them making it motherfuckers. That's what I call them. That's what they are. They're making it motherfuckers. They beat everybody. And then you can keep your phone on, talk to whoever the fuck you want while you're laying in your pool. What kind of discipline do you have? How bad do you want it? It can't be that you see me once a week and that's the only time you're working on something. If that's the case, then you don't want it bad enough. When I was managing, the biggest thing that I said all the time is audition for anything and everything. I don't care if you take it or not. If you're union, just send out to a bunch of non-union shit. They're going to call you in. Practice, 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 practice. Practice. So when that big one comes in, it's just another room you're walking in. You can't be practicing on the people who count. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.